We are here in case number 64020. This is Windisch versus Hometown Health. We have Ms. Wingard on behalf of the appellant and Ms. Hilden on behalf of the respondents. Are the parties prepared to proceed? Very well. I should note that, interestingly enough, all you see on the feed below me is a blank, lovely screen. That says the great seal of the state of Nevada. We have Justice Pickering, who is doing arguments in Las Vegas. Today, however, she is disqualified on this case. And so it is just the Justice Gibbons and I who will hear this case. And in the event of a split decision, of course, a tiebreaker justice will be assigned to the case. With that, you may proceed.
Good morning, and thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to speak today on behalf of Dr. Windisch and other physicians in the state of Nevada. This case raises some very important public policy issues for the state of Nevada because the case concerns the fundamental right of physicians to have the ability to provide quality care for their patients and to provide essential services such as vaccines for their patients without the fear of having their contracts with managed care companies terminated. And in today's world where physicians need contracts with managed care companies, it is particularly important that they have the ability to advocate on behalf of their patients without the fear of termination. This case comes to you today after our complaint was dismissed. It was dismissed on a motion to dismiss that was converted into a motion for summary judgment. In other words, there's been no discovery before the trial court in this case, and Dr. Windisch has not yet had his day in court to show what he believes has been his wrongful termination from Hometown Health's contract for his advocacy for higher reimbursement rates for vaccines on behalf of his patients. Some of the critical facts in this case are that Dr. Windisch is the only pediatrician in the state, in the city of Sparks. He speaks Spanish, and over half of his clients, over half of his patients have Spanish as their first language. He estimates that 75% of his Hometown Health patients speak Spanish as their first language, and 20% don't speak any other language other than Spanish. And Hometown Health is by far the biggest payer in Northern Nevada. It has 36% of the market share in that area. So it is very important for him to be part of the panel in order to serve the pediatric patients in Sparks. Vaccination is also very critical, not just for the patients of pediatricians, but also for the public health, as we've seen with the recent outbreak of measles after the instance that they had in Disneyland just a couple months ago. This case does come to you on denial of a motion for summary judgment, and there are several material facts in dispute, which I know that you will want to focus on, but there's one very important material fact that is not in dispute, and that is that Hometown Health does not reimburse pediatricians for their costs of covering vaccines. And this is all in the record. And Hometown Health's failure to reimburse for pediatricians' costs of acquiring vaccines is exacerbated by the fact that there are more costs than just the acquisition cost associated with vaccines. There are costs associated with storing the vaccines. They have to be stored very particularly in a certain type of temperature, there are costs associated with tracking vaccines, and there are costs associated with administering vaccines. There is a American Academy of Pediatric study, which was in the record, that recommends that for all of those reasons, that healthcare companies reimburse pediatricians at 125% of the CDC price. Well, Hometown Health didn't do that. And these allegations are all in the record and should have been viewed as true with the status of the case. Dr. Windisch's cost for the MMR vaccine, which is the measles vaccine, was $54.07, but Hometown Health only paid $52.73. And if you look at the AAP he recommended price, it would have been $67.58.
Ms. Weingart, are you asking this court to judicially create an exception to the special relationship otherwise known as the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing?
That is one of the bases, yes, that we believe that this court should reverse and remand. But if this court does not want to do that, you don't need to get there. And the reason is that Hometown Health's termination of his participation agreement violated the Nevada law that has three instances in which managed care contracts cannot be violated, two of which apply to Dr. Windisch. One is it says that managed care contracts cannot be violated for advocacy on behalf of patients. And the second circumstance, which we believe is applicable, is the circumstance that says that managed care contracts cannot be terminated for reporting alleged illegal activity to the appropriate authority.
What about that other lawsuit? It was dismissed. What was that all about?
That lawsuit was voluntarily dismissed. It was never, the merits were never reached. What happened in that case was that the court did not certify the class. And because the court did not certify the class, Dr. Windisch voluntarily dismissed that lawsuit. But the merits of that suit were never reached.
So it was dismissed without prejudice, then, like that, on the voluntary dismissal, correct? Or was it a stipulated dismissal? Or what?
It was a stipulated dismissal. I personally was not involved in that case, so I don't want to go further than that. But, yes, it was a voluntary stipulated dismissal.
Okay.
After the failure to find class certification. I hope I answered your question.
You did. Thank you.
As I mentioned, there are several material facts in dispute. One is, what was the real reason that Hometown Health terminated Dr. Windisch? We believe that it was in retaliation for him having filed a federal lawsuit and for him having advocated over the course of many years for reimbursement rates that compensated for the cost of the vaccine. Another material fact in dispute is that Hometown Health claims that Dr. Windisch brought the federal complaint so that he could profit handsomely to the tune of millions of dollars. That's not accurate. If you look at the complaint in paragraph 14, he was only seeking for reimbursement of vaccines up to the level that would be commensurate with his costs so that he could continue to offer them to patients. And another material fact in dispute is whether the contract was actually negotiated between two equal parties. Hometown Health claims that they were two equal parties negotiating at arm's length. Dr. Windisch does not believe that is the case. Managed care contracts are given on a take-or-leave-it basis, and physicians don't have the ability to negotiate. And there are allegations to that effect in the class action complaint, paragraphs 27 and 28.
And take it or leave it in your mind does not imply an opportunity to walk away from the contract if, in fact, he finds it to be oppressive.
With a company like Hometown Health, which is the dominant health care company in Northern Nevada, the answer is no. He needs to have a contract with Hometown Health to be able to serve the pediatric patients of Sparks, Nevada. I believe that you should reverse and remand the case to the district court for two principal reasons. There are several reasons stated in the papers, but I want to focus on two principal reasons today. The first is that the district court erred when she found as a matter of law that there was no violation of public policy sufficient to serve as a breach of the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. And the second basis that you should reverse and remand is that you should rule, as the New Hampshire Supreme Court did in the Harper versus HealthSource case cited in the papers, that an insurer's decision to terminate its contract with a particular physician, whether made with or without cause, may not be made for a reason that's contrary to the public interest. So let me talk about, first, how the district court erred. In determining whether Hometown Health's motivation for terminating Dr. Windisch's contract violated the covenant of good faith and fair dealing, she examined whether the termination violated Nevada on public policy. And she looked at the statutes which prohibit termination of managed care contracts in certain circumstances. And I've already mentioned the two which are material here in response to the earlier question. However, she found that the plaintiff had not made any claim in his pleading sufficient to satisfy any of the categories in that statute, citing only to Dr. Windisch's contention that Hometown Health's rates for reimbursement did not comply with the American Academy of Pediatric Standards. She erred because there were several paragraphs in the pleadings. Paragraph 26, in which he alleged that the sole reason for his termination was in retaliation for the lawsuit and for his continued advocacy on behalf of higher reimbursement rates for vaccines. Paragraph 34, in which he alleged that he had filed the class action lawsuit in good faith because of the defendant's illegal and deceptive conduct, hindered the ability of Nevada pediatricians to provide patients with essential vaccines. So those allegations alone meet two of the three circumstances in which it is illegal for insurers to terminate managed care contracts. She also erred because she did not look at the allegations that were in the class action lawsuit, which were part of the record. That's part of the reason that she converted it to a motion for summary judgment. And the allegations there were paragraphs 11 and 14. This is actually of the original complaint in which he stated that he had regularly sought increases in reimbursement for vaccines. In the class action complaint, he had alleged that adequate reimbursement is necessary to ensure that physicians are able to maintain their practices, providing sound medical care to patients. Paragraph 46, which cited an instance in which he could not provide vaccines because Hometown Health did not fully cover their costs. And paragraph 47, in which Dr. Windisch informed his patients that he could not continue to provide vaccines at a loss.
Did the district court refuse to certify the class, I mean, in time of the state district court, or was there a motion made for class certification under Rule 23?
I'm sorry, because I did not handle that class action case, I really don't know the
particular. But it's not an issue here today.
It's not an issue here, but she should have looked at the allegations in that complaint because they were considered part of the record.
Okay.
And, which is why she converted
it. The issue today is whether they're genuine issues of material fact that you're setting forth.
Correct. And we believe that there are.
I'm not sure if you want to reserve any time, but you're down to 3 minutes and 36 seconds if you want anything.
Okay, I do want to reserve some time, so I'll just state very quickly that the second reason that you should reverse is based upon the Harper case, and which was the New Hampshire Supreme Court case. This is a case which is on all fours with the case of Dr. Windisch's, and I will conclude it there so I can reserve some time. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ms. Hilden.
Good morning. May it please the Court. I'm Susan Heaney-Hilden of Littler, representing the respondents in this matter, and I'll refer to them generally as Hometown for ease of reference. This case is not about whether Renown wrongfully refused to reimburse pediatricians for vaccinations given to patients. This case is not a class action. This is a case solely brought by Dr. Windisch for two specific claims, which are wrongful termination in violation of Nevada public policy and breach of the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing. Dr. Windisch claims that these claims, well, let me rephrase. Dr. Windisch's claims are both based upon the allegation that Hometown exercised its right to terminate the contract, a right that either party had with 120 days notice for any reason whatsoever. They say that Hometown exercised its right to terminate the contract because he filed a class action complaint in federal court on behalf of himself and similarly situated physicians. The federal class action complaint was not on behalf of patients. It was not about patient advocacy. It was not about patients not getting immunizations. It was solely based on Dr. Windisch's financial interests and the alleged interests of a class of pediatricians that never materialized. And I think the timing is really important going back to that federal class action That was filed December 19th of 2008. Okay? It wasn't until nearly 4 years later, November 16th of 2012, that Hometown Health exercised its right to terminate the contract within 120 days notice, a right that Dr. Windisch had it well, as well, had he thought that the contract did not benefit him. And they did not exercise that right until a year after the federal court denied plaintiff's motion for class certification and 4 years after he filed the complaint. So I think it's important to keep that background.
When was the federal case dismissed?
The federal case was dismissed after, and I think this is an important point, after Hometown Health notified Dr. Windisch by letter of November 16, 2012, that it was terminating the agreement on March 16, 2013, the notice period. He then, 2 months later, January of 2013, voluntarily dismisses that complaint in federal court, only to turn around and file this complaint in state court. That complaint was alleging, in federal court, alleging breach of contract. This complaint isn't alleging breach of contract because there was no breach of contract. Dr. Windisch got exactly what he bargained for.
So what about this vaccination issue? If he was underpaid on that, is that a breach of contract, or they're alleging it?
No, he was paid. There's no allegation that he was underpaid in breach of contract. He was reimbursed according to the fee, the fees set for vaccination reimbursement within the contract. And I won't get in detail into this, but there's something called loss leaders where on some things the doctors in the network make money, on some they may lose money, but ultimately they have the right to terminate the contract if they don't feel it's to their financial benefit. So Dr. Windisch at any time had that right to do that. He now seeks to bring claims for termination in violation of public policy. That is a claim that this court has repeatedly held applies only in the employer-employee context. Dr. Windisch was not an employee of Hometown. Dr. Windisch had an agreement. It was similar to an independent contractor arrangement. There was a specific term in the agreement in which the parties agreed that there was no employer-employee relationship. Hometown Health didn't tell Dr. Windisch how to do his job. Dr. Windisch was not under the control of Hometown Health in offering services to his patients. There were no hallmarks of an employer-employee relationship, and the agreement specifically stated there wasn't one. So for that reason alone, the district court properly found that he couldn't maintain a claim for termination in violation of public policy. And this court has clearly held in the Caldy case, which involved an independent contractor, that there is no claim for termination in violation of public policy when there's no employer-employee relationship. And they are asking to carve out this whole exception for a new common law tort for specifically for physicians in this situation.
Has any court done that, to your knowledge?
No, and no court has done that. Not in the cases they cite, not in Harper and not in Potvin, another California case that's addressed extensively in the briefs. No court has done that. And then they allege that the district court erred in dismissing their claim for termination in violation of the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. And that doesn't apply. The reason that doesn't apply is because this court has held that claim cannot be maintained when a party does what it is expressly allowed to do by contract. So under the contract, either party, Dr. Windisch or Hometown, could terminate the agreement at any time with 120 days notice. Hometown did that. It did exactly what it had the right to do under the contract. In those situations, this court has repeatedly found that there can be no breach of the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing. And again, that would be the Caldy case. There is the LaForge case where the university professor sued after he was given notice under his termination clause, and the court said the university did exactly what it had the right to do. They exercised its right to terminate the contract under the express provisions of the clause. So in light of them doing exactly what they're allowed to do under the contract, there's no claim, and there's no case that disputes that. Now, Dr. Windisch attempts to rely on the statute, and I think it's important that he doesn't meet any branches of the statute. There are very narrow exceptions that the Nevada legislature has deemed are situations where a managed care organization cannot summarily terminate an agreement with a provider. And those are not met by Dr. Windisch. He did not report a violation of law to an appropriate authority. There are plenty that he could have reported to. The Department of Insurance and other agencies, state agencies, specifically noted in the statute as the bodies enforcing the statute. He didn't do that. He didn't advocate in public or in private on behalf of a patient. He was advocating for his own financial interests in reimbursement, and he's certainly allowed to do that. He can do that as much as he wants, but it doesn't fall within the purview of the statute. And he wants this court to recognize some public policy interest that is outside the structure of what the legislature has specifically decided to do with regard to regulating the ability of a managed care organization to terminate a provider agreement. So he's asking this court to delve into the legislative realm and to go far beyond what the legislature has deemed appropriate in this context. And in the Harper case, that case relied on a statement by the legislature, a public policy that all provider contracts and managed care contracts had to be fair and in the public interest. There's no similar public policy statement in Nevada statute. There's simply the very narrow exceptions that the Nevada legislature has seen fit to carve out to regulate this situation. So until the Nevada legislature goes farther and imposes the type of restrictions that Dr. Windisch advocates, I would suggest that this court should not go beyond what the legislature has deemed and should not delve into the legislative realm as Dr. Windisch is asking. This is solely a dispute between two parties who had full ability to contract, and the public interest is in enforcement of contracts made between two competent parties. That's what this case is about. Are there any questions that I can address?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Weinker.
Thank you very much. I do just have a couple of issues I want to make in rebuttal. First of all, if Hometown Health is permitted to terminate the contract using the 120-day provision without cause that she cited, physicians like Dr. Windisch would have absolutely no remedy to redress a wrong such as what occurred here. And I told you in my opening remarks that one of the disputed facts was whether this contract was negotiated in arm's length. It was not. It was a take-it-or-leave-it contract. Therefore, it would be totally against Nevada public policy for Hometown Health to be allowed to escape its wrongdoing solely on the basis of that clause.
How would you answer Ms. Hilden's comment that if Dr. Windisch was not an employee of Hometown, he wouldn't have standing to maintain this type of case under our current law unless we change the law? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I do think that Hometown Health did violate that specific statute that I talked to you about before in those two specific instances. But moreover, Nevada law really hasn't caught up to where we are in the current world of managed care contracts. Yes, Dr. Windisch is not strictly an employee of Hometown Health, but if you look at the Harper case, the New Hampshire case, it's really important that physicians have contracts with managed care companies in order to get their patients. And if I could quote from the Harper case, it looked exactly at that specific instance, and it says that I'm running out of time and I'm not finding the quote, but oh, here it is. The public has a substantial interest in the relationship between health maintenance organizations and their preferred provider physicians. This relationship is perhaps the most important factor in linking a particular physician with a particular patient. And in that case, the court said that they were not striking the without cause termination language in the contract. However, they did remand it for the lower court to look at whether the actions of that insurer in terminating that physician did violate the law and public policy in New Hampshire, and that's what we're asking to do here.
I think, Ms. Weinger, I'm concerned the Harper cases, I'm just looking, it's 1996, so it's almost 20 years ago, and our legislature hasn't changed the statute since then. Would we be legislating from the bench by doing this?
No, I don't think so. I think all you need to do is reverse and remand the case to ask the court to look at the pleadings as a whole and determine whether, in fact, Hometown Health's motivation violated that Nevada statute that I cited.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This matter will stand submitted.